1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Have you seen, I know you watch Roadkill or Roadkill Garage. There's two shows. Freiberger has two shows.
There's a lot of roadkills. There's like the engine shop, Roadkill engine shop. There's Roadkill Garage. There's Roadkill.
Have you seen them working on the Gremlin?
Oh yeah, they've had that Gremlin around the what is it? The Hemi Grammy
before? Yeah, the Hemi Grammy.
The Hemi Grammy. Yeah, they put engine. Engine has been in about five different cars.
A Hemi and a Gremlin.
Yeah. Nothing's permanent there. It's all just temporary, and they take it out.
They're playing with their toys. It's like Legos for grown-ups.
They take it to the strip. They beat the hell out of it, and then they'll go, we took this engine out of the Hemi Grammy. You might recognize it, and we're going to put it in this Chevelle, this whatever. You know, it's just they move stuff around. It's not a big deal for them.
And to cut the hood of the Gremlin.
They ruin a lot of cars. They do.
It was wrecked before they.
Yeah. But they really don't have any sentimental attachment to anything. It's just
who's the other guy who works with them?
Steve Dolcich.
That might have been the guy. They were sitting there
tall,
looking at it.
Skinny guy.
Yeah. After they got the Gremlin on the suspension and the engine sticking out of the hood, he said, "You know, you've really got something when you see the distributor sticking up out of the hood." It made me laugh.
Yeah, they build a lot of Frankenstein cars.
Yeah.
But then on
I haven't seen it run though.
But then they have shows where they'll put a car together and they'll go, we gotta be in Pennsylvania in this thing in 4 days and we're just gonna fix it along the way and they'll add parts on or
pull
put
over
a new...
into a parking lot and they must have a truck following them around with parts and
a lot of times
tools.
They just pull into a auto parts parking lot and just keep going back in for parts. I've seen them take apart cars that were running fine. It's like, why are you putting a new intake manifold on it? It's running fine. So, but that's what they do.
The whole attitude of that show is, you know, I remember having to fix cars with like a butter knife and whatever tool was available.
And that's kind of their thing. Like this, you could do this at home.
Only they do it with, you know, knowledge and experience
and a few more better tools than what we have. But the whole point is like you could do this if you wanted. That's the whole thing. Like you, I think the whole premise of Roadkill Garage was this is a weekend project when they started. Like you and your buddies could do this in a weekend if you want it.
And then it just spiraled all out of control by Hemi engines and Gremlins.
It got all Freibergered.
Yeah.
Which is fine. He's entertaining, I think. I like Freiberger. I like Dolcich. I like Finnegan. I like all those guys.
I read up a little on the Gremlin.
The history of or that particular Gremlin?
Like interesting facts about the Gremlin.
They sold a lot of them.
Yeah. Because they were so cheap to make.
Okay.
They were just really cheap to make.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they didn't really have a back hatch.
Wait, that didn't open?
The window did.
Oh, okay.
But that's it.
Okay.
Just open the window and throw something in there.
Yeah.
I guess I always thought it had a little
door.
Hatch or door, but it didn't.
I don't know if I've ever even ridden in a Gremlin. Saw a million of them because they made them in Kenosha. We grew up in Racine, so Gremlins were everywhere.
No back seat.
There's no back seat in a Gremlin? It's a two-seater car?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought they had back seats, but it was just they were just tiny. But apparently, no back seat.
This is news to me. I thought the Gremlin had a back seat.
Yeah. Well, Google four-seat Gremlin. They certainly never had four doors.
No. The Pacer.
The Hornet
was an AMC
had four
car.
Doors.
The Pacer had two doors, but they were different sizes.
Yep. Yeah,
the passenger door was bigger than the driver's door, was longer, so that you would have better access to the back seat. It was supposed to make it easier, but instead you just had a car that had doors. There were two different sizes. I never noticed when they were making them. I just saw it on Motor Trend, I think, and junk.
And everyone who wanted one bought one in 2 years, and then sales fell off.
The Pacer or the Gremlin?
The Pacer.
Yeah, the Pacer. Stick on the Gremlin.
Okay. Well, you change it to Pacer.
You're telling the story. I'm the guy who interrupts the stories.
Well, so Gremlin, two seats. I think they first sold for about $1,900.
Gremlin Film, 1984. Boy, the car comes in fifth when you search it. Gremlin car.
Someone else is using the Hornet. Who is it, Dodge?
The name.
Dodge making the Hornet?
Yeah, well, they own AMC. They own the name.
Okay. No one's pulling Gremlin out of the trunk, though.
Boy, I'm looking at a Gremlin right here, and I can see a back seat through the window.
Yeah?
Yeah, right here. And I can see the back seat.
Okay. Something on the internet was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, now find a back hatch.
That I never knew about. Boy, I remember it being a cooler looking car than this, too. It's now that I'm looking at it, it's going, that's it. That was it. Yeah, that's a Gremlin.
Cooler looking than it looks now.
Here's the back hatch, and it is just a window that opens. You're right.
What are you looking at where you actually see a seat?
It's a green car. I can see a back seat in it. Just a picture of it. It's like, yep, there's the back seat.
Okay. Well,
I know what a back seat looks like.
I don't remember looking in the window of any Gremlin. I'm sure I did, but.
Boy, I don't know if I did.
I don't remember what was in there ever. I saw one driving around a couple years ago. Oh, here's a diagram of one, and there's a back seat.
There you go. I mean, some of these look better than others. This first one I looked at was just about the plainest Gremlin I think they ever made. There's nothing nice about nothing.
It was one of those real plain Gremlins. It wasn't, a souped-up fancy Gremlin.
Didn't have cool rims on it. Didn't have a racing stripe or anything like that. Didn't have a little rake to it. Yeah. So this is really, I don't know how this one got to be the first Gremlin you see when you look up Gremlins on the internet. So, banana, yellow, red. There's a cool black one with a gold trim stripe on it.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at one of those right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it doesn't have a tailgate, just a back window. Well, that's how they kept prices down. You want a cheap car? Get a Gremlin.
Really cheap to build.
I'll bet you it was no safer than a Pinto. seriously, look at it.
Probably not.
But Pinto got the reputation of, you want to die? Buy a Pinto.
Shut up.
You were going to die in any car that you bought in the 70s.
Yeah, they were really great.
The auto industry really didn't care whether you survived a crash or not back then.
So you've seen the Hemi Gremmy run.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them out doing donuts in the parking lot and all that stuff. Yeah, they
have to stay on that.
Yeah. Here's a Gremlin GT.
More sporty.
Yeah, so they kicked this up. They made them more attractive. Yeah, this first Gremlin in this Gremlin thing is just horrible. It's just a olive green plain Jane nothing. Yeah, there's much cooler Gremlins in here. I was looking at them going, no, that's the Gremlins I remember, the cooler ones.
Cooler Gremlins.
In anything, there are less and more cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one's pictured on a beach with like a pyramid of bikini-clad girls looking at it.
Yeah, it's orange, right?
Yeah.
With a black stripe on the bottom.
The Gremlin X.
Oh, there it is. I have it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, see, it's got nice rims on it. It's got that nice black stripe on the bottom. It's a decent-looking car. I don't know why this olive green thing is the poster child of when you click on Gremlins. Yeah, that is. That's a pyramid. It looks like dudes on the bottom and then three dudes on the bottom. Oh, yeah. Chicks make the middle, and they, or of course, a chick on the top, and there's some guy in some
straw hat
snapping a picture, because nothing screams I'm at the beach more than a straw hat.
You should get one of those for spring bend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. A gremlin or a straw hat?
Got one of those straw hats.
Looking forward. All the gremlins parked on the beach down there. Down there in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm looking at Gremlin Interiors now. They absolutely have fold-down back seats.
Okay.
I'm looking at them, yeah. And it looks like they had a cooler racing steering wheel, two-tone colors. Yeah.
I see one with like a Starsky and Hutch type of look to it.
They all had a stripe on the side.
They
changed the stripe every year.
What did Starsky and Hutch drive? A Torino?
I think it was a Torino.
Yeah. Can't afford a Torino? Try one of these with that paint job.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a matter of timing. Because there have been little tiny cars that have, you know, like the Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put the Mark Wahlberg movie where they had a big heist operation and they were driving like matching Mini Coopers. Yeah, they could have done it with a Gremlin.
There was a Levi edition of the Gremlin.
Showing up at a different time.
You got your Levi seats in this one.
Yeah.
Sure. AMC built some pretty big muscle car engines. I wonder what kind of engine you could get in a Gremlin as far as, like, if you just wanted
a V8?
A beefed up, powerful, you know, 400 horsepower engine. I bet AMC built one.
Do they even make 400 horsepower engines? Every time I watch, like, what was that English show? Top Gear.
Top Gear, yeah.
Just complain about the big cars with the 150 horsepower engines.
Well, there were plenty of those. But AMC built big honking engines.
Well, our Hornet had an inline six.
That was a sensible engine for a nice family car. Sure.
Fine for the Nelson.
Yes, it was fine for the American family. But if some, you know, teenager or somebody fresh out of college. Here's one that with AMC Gremlin X with a hood scoop on it and all kinds of ground effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the Gremlin.
That could have been in a heist movie.
Many options.
Just. Matter of timing.
Yes, welcome to the Bob and Brian Monday Morning Salute to the AMC Gremlin.
Well, I just saw Freiberger working on one.
There's got to be a convention or some sort of get-together, a Gremlin rally somewhere, guys who collect these things.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's a club.
Or have restored them or modified them. There's one of those for everything.
Well, let's see.
Because when you have a car and it's your favorite car, you don't want to think, well, I'm the only guy who thinks this is cool. You gather with others who have that car, and you have a swap meet or some sort of get-together somewhere.
Well, here's one that was held on May 7th, 2023.
Okay. Where?
Where was it? In Old Forge Garage. Brecon Motor Club. They have a town.
Yeah, that's one of the important things.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
when you're putting
a rally together.
Get the word out. Tell people. Oh, it looks like it was in the UK, really?
Oh, okay. Well, I'd have missed that one.
It might even be a different kind of car.
Sure, a Gremlin over there could be a totally different thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think it's a different car. Someone else grabbed that name. Well, I should put AMC on the preface there.
Boy, would Dodge or Chrysler put out a new Gremlin? They own the name. They bought AMC.
Or did that car tank that name so badly no one would ever label a car a Gremlin again?
They sold a zillion of them. There has to be somebody out there who thinks they're okay, right? Everybody can't hate them.
Yeah, people don't know who the vice president is. There's a lot of people who have never heard of an AMC Gremlin. Yeah, well, there's got to be a.
Well, I'm glad you're watching. I'm glad you're watching Roadkill Garage. Not that I think you'll learn much. But it's just fun to watch them tear an engine out, put an engine in.
Yeah, and do it in sandals and stuff.
I don't know how Freiberger does that. I don't know how he hasn't cut his toes off or dropped something on his foot yet or had blisters from welding or grinding. That just seems like a horrible idea, doesn't it? Not to mention, it's usually cold when they're working on cars. Even in that garage, they'll talk about how cold it is in there.
Well, I think if any high school student showed up to, auto mechanics in sandals and shorts,
they would be set.
They'd get run out of the class.
Right. You can't be in here like that. Right. But it's not a class. It's Freiberger's deal, and that's how he does it.
Something to watch out for.
We should try and get Dave Freiberger on.
All right.
He's a writer by trade.
Yeah, another guy who's good at two things.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which frustrates and confuses us.
Yeah, so.
Well, we'll work on that.
He used to do, they don't do it so much anymore when they're working on a car, the zip tie tip in all the early Roadkill Garages. It was like, here's another tip for a use for a zip tie, holding this in place, locking this down, all of that stuff, It was like, yeah, because how many zip ties get used on these home projects? Freiberger knew it because he was one of the zip tie guys. I even bought a zip tie gun to tighten them and cut them flush.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he goes, if you cut these things at an angle, they're as sharp as a razor. If you reach in there and you don't know it's there, you can cut the hell out of your hand.
Sure.
So I bought one of those, too. I think I've used it three times. I don't use a lot. I found out then I didn't use as many zip ties as I thought I did.
Yeah.
After you bought 1,000 of them?
No, after I bought a zip tie gun so I would never cut them crooked and cut myself on them.
So that's just an extra step. Where's the zip tie gun? I need to put a zip tie on this. Where's the gun? You probably don't reach for that. You know? You just put the zip tie on.
It's just easier to put a zip tie on and clip it with a side
cutter or something. Yeah.
But cut it flush. That's our zip tie tip. Cut it flush.
Maybe handy for putting up Christmas lights or something like that, where you're doing a lot of zip ties, just have the gun. Does it have a bunch of them loaded in it?
No, it's one.
You got to load one at a time.
You just kind of put it. Yeah, and it's not.
Yeah, it's
right not like your right Christmas lights in no time.
No, it's not like it holds 100 zip ties right now. No, it's
just a magazine on there.
Yeah.
How would you use? What would you be doing where you needed all those zip ties?
Christmas lights,
in
like you said. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would zip tie more if it did come with a magazine on it. So just zip tie that. Zip.
You have one of those dryer vent cleaners, don't you? The big long brush that you put on your drill and
on the drill?
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's a hoe. It goes on your vacuum. The hose part goes over any hose. And it's just, it's tapered. It just, it goes down. It's just gauged down to a much smaller hose that goes in where you take the filter out and you can get all the lint out of there that's built up in the bottom. And I do that probably 2-3 times a year.
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything.
I have a long run for a dryer vent.
Sure.
And, had that cleaned out the other day. And,
you had it cleaned out or you cleaned it out?
Well, I actually got a new dryer.
Okay.
And,
nice. Someone's doing well around here anyway.
Well, it's new to me anyway.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, and he came over and, he cleaned out the vent. He had it's like, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what they look like. It's just a
you
big
just
long
putting
rod
wired extensions on it
with the brush on the end.
It's got a brush
right
on the end with you're drilling. Yeah. You turn the dryer on, and cool, it blows it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like
drilling
those,
for oil or water. Just keep adding to the drill pipe.
And one of those kind of mesmerizing things where you can just sit there and watch them do it
like a fire.
That's satisfying, you know, like.
So as he's cleaning out the dryer vent and he's basically plunging with the brush, your dryer vent, how much garbage flew out? Tons?
Two like garbage cans, kind of like this, we filled.
With the stuff that was in your dryer vent?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a fire hazard.
Yeah. Dryer works much better now, plus it's a new dryer. But new to me, anyways.
So does he just go around and clean out friends' dryer vents, or
no? I think I have some special treatment there. Well, he's got a business.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. He does. Okay. That's his laundry machines is his business. Oh. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a guy, but he's a chimney guy.
Sure, but it's the same thing. It's just a big long thing on the end of a drill.
Yeah.
Was it a cordless drill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take, like, extra juice to run.
No, in fact, you only just, like, you know, feather the trigger. Yeah. You don't give it the full.
So is he.
You know, just, or you hear a bunch of clanking going around inside. Oh, boy. I got to get up there and rerun some ducts.
Yeah. Works well, though. I thought you told me you had one of those.
I have a lame little hose that goes in where the filter goes, and I just dab in there and, you know,
cause I even
take
told
a flashlight.
Them. I said, Bob's got one of these.
Not like that, I don't. No, I'm working from the other end. He's on the business end.
Yes, right.
I'm on the consumer end there, you know, where it's like, oh, clean, ding, 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 ding. All right, the dryer all cleaned out.
And don't talk to the guy while he's doing it, because as soon as he tries to answer you, he gets a face full of lint.
I just leave, you know. Someone's working on something in the house. I leave him alone.
Yeah. It's a good policy. They don't want to talk.
No, they want to get in, get out, and be done.
How long have these this ductwork gone without a cleaning?
I have sort of cleaned it throughout years.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, I have I use a golf ball retriever and stretch it out as long as it'll go and get it in there and kind of.
It's like 8 feet.
Yank stuff out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. And then I go at it from the other end.
So the answer is
there's like a middle spot of that I wasn't hitting.
16 feet, right?
Yeah. I'd say the golf ball retriever is probably 12 feet.
12 feet? Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. It's pretty long when you get it up, stretched out. For you, all the way.
For you fellas who really want those golf balls in the deeper water.
Right.
If I could just one more foot.
Saves money. Takes a while, but it'll save you money.
Yeah. It's a good investment.
The guys
for bad golfers.
The guy's playing behind you loved when you got out that 12-foot extension. Right. And we're standing by the pond for 5 minutes.
Dude, they'll make more. Come on.
And then they see you pull out, you know. Five.
Got another one. Hold on just a minute. I see another one.
Just go.
No. Especially if it's Pro V1 or something like that. Can't just let that sink to the bottom and leave it go.
Sure you can.
How much did the ball retriever cost?
Not sure. It was a gift.
Oh, so it costs nothing.
If it costs me nothing.
It
yeah.
was a moneymaker from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so free.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just in the black every time you retrieve a ball or right. clean
There's
a dryer.
There's $1.50. Yeah. There's another $1.50.
Yeah. yeah.
Ka-ching.
There's
yeah.
$4.50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Usually grab a couple others. Once you get that out, it, mm-hmm. you're not just going to grab your ball. You're going to get
sense does that make?
A bunch of them that are in there.
Yeah. Which I said, the guy behind you, when you're playing, loves that. Loves when he sees you just standing at the pond for 5 minutes.
Fishing out golf balls. Look at free golf balls.
Yeah, he loves when he sees you pull it out and tap it on the ground and then go back in for hit the ball!
Oh, like you never look for a ball.
I'll get you one, too.
Yeah, right, leave a couple behind. Some for the effort. Here you go.
I did that the other day when I played. I got down on the last hole, and I found two balls as I was going up to the green.
Yep.
And I just left them by the hole. There you go. Mm. Leave them for the next guy.
Sure. Well, you're never sure if it's someone that
I was the only one.
Another
I was
fairway
literally or? The only guy on the golf course.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were closed.
Oh.
And they let me go out because they knew
walk
me.
Walk around looking for balls all day long.
They were all over. I couldn't believe how many were out there.
Really?
And I knew that there were nobody else's because I was the only one out there. It was like, God, they just left a ball there. There's a Titleist there. There's one other TaylorMade.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't pick him up. I just
what
left
course
him for the
is
next
this?
Guy.
Need to get that golf ball retriever out there.
You don't even need the golf ball retriever. You just drive up to them. They're on grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I left a couple on the last green, on the ninth green. I just, yeah, threw them here. Somebody will think, mm-hmm. it's my lucky day.
Yeah. Free golf balls.
Right.
Can't believe you didn't pick them up.
I did. I left them on the green.
No,
well, I didn't
pick
up all of them. No. No, I just wasn't really interested. I just wanted to play. And
if you saw $2 laying there, you'd pick that up, wouldn't you?
How big a hurry am I in?
There's $2 bills just sitting there on the ground.
If I saw $2 bills over and over and over again on the golf course, I'd think something's up here. What's going on? But when it's a golf ball, it's like it's a golf course. I don't know. Leave it for somebody else. I'll lose mine.
That's the thing. You try to break even, you know, like because you're going to lose.
Is that how you feel when you're playing? Like, well, I lost one, but I found one.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure
a
lot of
that's what you're going for.
Way, yeah.
But usually doesn't work out like that. But
yeah, I would have finished way ahead the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that dryer vent thing, now you got me thinking. I might want to order one of those and get my own.
He said he got it at Menards.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting one.
Are you?
Well, I need it for
I'll go
this
with
thing.
You. I'll go with
All
you.
Right.
We'll get two.
Well, we'll go in together on it.
Did you ask him, what's something like that cost?
Yeah, I did. $30.
$30?
Yeah.
With all the extensions. How mm-hmm. many feet of rod does it come with?
A lot. Oh. You have to keep putting extensions on it. And I was like, wow, that thing really, you know. I'd yeah, 30 feet.
No.
It gets out there.
Can I use that to get the cobwebs out of the soffit on the second floor of my house from outside? Just
But the thing is, yeah, I mean, would you get a lot of extensions on
there? It's going to wobble all over the place.
I don't
place,
know if you could go straight up with it. You know, it'll probably bend over and then you're. Then it's messed up. It won't ever be the same if it completely whomp, falls over, you know.
Then when you're going to want to use it.
Have a kink in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Bob, what'd you do to the...
Nothing. I got it like that. That's how it came.
It's not a soffit cleaner.
Sure isn't. Learn that the hard way.
I had to get a bunch of shop vac extensions to get at the pool cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you pump the water off, and it's got a bunch of leaves and crap on it, and
mm-hmm.
that's hard to get off, so I was screwing around with the shop vac to clean it off. And I was getting like a Dr. Seuss tool, you know.
Yeah, right. Like, big trunk.
Right, like four or five.
Sure.
It starts to kind of curve extensions, right? And then, you know, it. You don't have the right kind of attachment or head on the last one.
Not enough suction.
No, it's too much.
Oh.
It'll just stick to the pool cover.
Oh, yeah.
You try to move it around to get some more crap. No, you got to turn it off. And
right.
Quite the affair.
Mm-hmm.
But you managed to make it work?
Eventually. Yeah, you find a technique.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just enough space between the thing and the pool cover and move it.
Is it going to be an early pool opening this year? The
well, I already winter? Got the email about, you know, scheduling.
Yeah.
I put it off till, you know, late May.
Could probably go early this year.
Yeah.
Hell, if you want, you could probably fire up your heater right now if you didn't mind heating the thing, right?
You know, there's a, you know, when do you want it open and when are you really going to go swimming for the first time?
Right.
When it's 65 degrees in May?
It's the same thing with boats.
Nah. You know,
people are putting their boats in already like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And
but don't they go out fishing in cold weather and stuff? I see John Gillespie fishing in any kind of weather.
Yeah, but I'm not talking. There was a guy out yesterday at 8 in the morning in a huge cigarette boat just toilet bowling the little lake that I'm on. And then he couldn't get it on the trailer. So he's trying to get it on the. And I'm like, what is. And it was really like 7 in the morning.
On a quiet Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, because we rolled the clocks ahead.
Yeah. We're like, what is. Jesus.
Maybe he had to, you know, test an engine or something.
I think that's what he was doing, but do it later in the day. You know, it's like, don't run your leaf blower at 6 a.m.
Well.
How long was he out there, as you like to put it, toilet bowling the lake?
Yeah. Probably 20, 30 minutes.
Just, wow.
You know, yeah. Running back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a boat that's way too big for the lake.
Yeah,
anyways.
Right.
Maybe you had to do it that early. Maybe you had a funeral or a wedding later in the day.
Or a doctor's appointment.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it a different day then. Was he alone or did he have somebody with him?
I think there was a guy at the launch.
Oh, okay. Like, but nobody else
with the truck.
He was alone
the trailer.
In the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was testing the motor, but, you know.
You would think going that early.
Yeah. He wasn't out there just for fun. Like.
Yeah, he probably wrapped up. You know what probably happened? He's probably been working on that thing in his garage for, you know, until like midnight, 1 o'clock.
And he's like,
well, okay, let's leave it on the trailer. We'll take it to the lake in the morning. Just set the alarms for 5. We'll get there early.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's a speed limit on the lake until 8 in the morning.
Uh huh.
And he must have, with the time change.
Yeah.
Going ahead, ooh, we could get out there, you know, get a jump on it.
Right. Well, plus, you had to figure at that time, well, you never know who's going to be out fishing. If you're out there fishing, you had to really hate it, right?
Well, that's why they have the speed limit till 8, is to give the fishermen a little bit of morning to fish. You know,
peace and quiet before you go test out your cigar boat.
Cigarette.
It's that big. It was a cigar boat.
Yeah.
A hookah boat.